Coach, I heard after Saturday you really talked about how your team was flat and play with a lot of emotion out there. That's something you guys really talked about this weekend, just going out there and playing hard again.
Yeah, this week. I mean, at home it's pretty easy. Play with the excitement, enthusiasm. You got the crowd behind you. But when you go to Truman, I mean, you have nothing on that side, and it's just your guys, and that's it. I mean, that's your family. They got to get excited for you. And I mean, there was times that we made plays, and our guys didn't get very excited about it. And it showed the way we played. We just didn't play with a lot of enthusiasm. We didn't play with a lot of intensity. And you know, if you don't play like that, and then you make a lot of mistakes on top of it, I mean, you're not going to win the game.
Were you surprised they came out that way? I mean, did you get a sense in practice, or did you have a good feeling going into it?
You know, a couple days of practice, we didn't practice real well. And I kept telling them, you know, all week long, you know, Truman's going to be ready to play, so you guys better get yourselves ready. And, you know, Thursday's practice was a little bit better. It wasn't quite where I wanted it yet. And, you know, hopefully they learned from this experience. I mean, they, you know, going into the game in the locker room, it seemed like they were pretty fired up, but they still came out flat. And I don't know if it was a long trip or what it was, but, I mean, you still got to overcome that, and you got to battle, and you got to try to win that game.
Is there anything you can do as a coach to get your guys more excited? I mean, is it yelling at kids more? Is it anything like that?
Yeah, you can do the most you can. I mean, some there's a time that they have to do it themselves. I mean, you can only do so much as a coach to motivate those kids, but there's a time that they got to dig deep themselves and get it done. And you know, as players, you know, you got to cheer on your teammates, and that's just something we didn't do a very good job of this week.
Second game in a row that the start of the game has been a little slow. The block punt last week, the three out the week before. Is there something about just still trying to get the feel of the game right off the bat?
I'm trying to figure that out ourselves. You know, with our guys, you know, we tell them every day of every week, you know, we've got to start faster. Whether it's offenses on the field, defenses on the field, you know, we got to have a fast start. We just come out, you know, lagging behind and just, you know, just not making the plays. And I don't know what it is. It's just one thing after another, but we got to find a way to get it done early. If we can start getting it done early, I think that'll help us out in our game.
Truman threw a lot. You're going to face a team that likes to throw it again this week in SBU, and you haven't been able to get a lot of pressure on the quarterback. Is that a concern with the D-line, or is it something that can be shored up?
You know, when they got five or six guys, you know, blocking four, it's tough to get those, you know, that pass rush. And, but at the same time, we brought blitzes, and every time we brought a blitz and we were manned up, you know, we got beat. So as a coach, you're like, man, what do you do? So we just stuck with our four-man front, you know, with the rush. And, you know, sometimes we had a three-man front there, and hopefully we could cut them off and give those guys time to get back there, but we just didn't get it done. I mean, our pass drops weren't very good, and that's something we work every day as well. And we've worked it again this week. So hopefully they get better, and that's all you can ask of them to do.
Trey certainly seemed to run the ball as well on Saturday. Do you feel like he ran it as well as what his stats said?
Yeah, that's Andre. He's a hard worker. You give him the ball 100 times, he's going to run the same speed every time, and that's fast and getting after it. And I mean, that kid, I can't say enough great things about him. He comes to work every day, doesn't complain about anything, does what you ask him to do, and he works. And if we had 100 kids like him, I mean, we'd win a lot of ball games.
Saw both quarterbacks on Saturday. Do you already have it in your mind if you're going to be playing both quarterbacks this Saturday?
We'll just see how things go. I felt like we had to get Shepherd in the game just to get him some game reps, because you know, you never know what might happen, you know, in game situations. So you got to kind of get him ready, you know, get him in the real game situations, just see how he reacts to things. And I think he had that first, you know, pregame jitters, you know, or first game jitters, and he got a little nervous, got over anxious, and I think that leads to some of the mistakes that he made. But he'll overcome that. He'll still be a good player for us.
Sean only scored in pregame, saw Mike Jordan working with the D-backs. Has he been moved to the defensive side?
Yeah, we moved Michael Jordan back to the corner position. We were kind of, you know, short at one time just because of injuries and getting guys back. But he's something that, you know, he's a kid that he can play corner, he can play running back, he can play receiver, you know, he can play a safety if you need him to. He's just a talented kid. So for right now, we're going to keep him at corner, keep him on a lot of special teams because we're going to utilize his speed.
It seems as if Shep has said that he and Blake really form off of each other well. Has this been great having two quarterbacks who don't mind sharing time?
Yeah, it is. You know, as long as they get around, but they still compete for that position. You know, they still get along well, but they still compete, and that's what you want. Your quarterbacks to get along, compete, and that pushes one another to get better. And you've seen Blake get better each week because, you know, he wants that spot. And Shepard's the same way. He's getting better. You know, we just got to get him picking up the offense a little bit better. And I think once he does, he's going to be pretty good.
And a lot of guys are banged up. I mean, you probably can't say too much, but good chance of getting a lot of those guys back for this week?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we have a few just knick-knack injuries that, you know, a little bit of treatment will get those guys healthy. Maybe a day off of rest will get them back. But, I mean, it just all came down to, I just think Truman was more physical than we were, and it showed through the game. They got more confidence, and we let up, and they brought it to us, and that's what happens. If you don't play hard, you're going to get injured.
Sure, certainly they've gotten dinged up. Do you think he'll be able to come in for
something? Yeah, they got him doing some stuff today. Tomorrow he's light, no contact, and then Thursday's kind of the same way, but then Friday he's ready to go, and Saturday, if everything pans out fine, he'll be ready to go again.
Sitting at 1-1 and coming back home, how important is Saturday as far as setting the tone for the season? I mean, is it kind of like the beginning of the year all over again with the 1-1 record? I mean, how you play kind of sets the tone for the season?
In an aspect, I think it's more of, let's see how these kids respond to a loss. You know, are they going to bounce back from it, or are they going to let it get the best of them? So hopefully they bounce back. I mean, we had a good practice today. I thought it went very, very well. Kids got after it. They played hard. They practiced hard. They had a lot of enthusiasm. So hopefully they build off that and they get better. But, you know, I just want to see how they react after a loss. I mean, I don't know what they've done in the past, but this is something that I want to see. How you react? How are you going to bounce back? Are you going to get it done, or are you going to fold?
Dreitz has been a guy kind of banged up with that hamstring all season, really. Is he a guy who you expect much from him, or is he going to miss a lot?
He practiced light practice today. He looked pretty good. We didn't let him do everything. We just kind of worked him back into it. And, you know, he looked pretty good when he was in the other day. We just got to be careful that we don't push him too hard, go too fast with it. But I think he'll be back either this weekend or definitely for sure the next week.
Defensively, what do you see out of SBU that maybe worries you a little bit?
You know, they run the same defense we do, which, you know, our offense is getting that quite a bit lately. They get it in practice every day. They had it this week against Truman. And, you know, they're not bad up front. I mean, they're the same type of group. They run a few different coverages than what we're used to seeing. I mean, they'll zone one side and man the other, and that might give us a little bit of trouble. But all in all, I mean, it's basically the same thing we got.
With SBU on offense, is this a team, I mean, they've thrown a lot in past years. Do you expect them to pass
line? Yeah, they're a hurry-up offense. They're pretty quick to the ball, and they run quite a bit of doubles and trips. And, you know, hopefully we can, you know, match that up with our guys, with our stack defense and our, you know, our dime package as well. So, and we'll run some four-man front against it too. But I feel like they're going to throw it quite a bit. I mean, they got pretty good two couple backs that are pretty good, pretty talented kids, and they run some zone plays and some power, and they get yards on those runs. So, I mean, I see them being more of a passing team, but they will throw the run in there quite a bit.
So your team's getting better in pass defense. I mean, you've given up a lot of yards in the first two. Have you seen signs of improvement there?
Today in practice, I did. You know, I thought last week in practice we kind of did, you know, we weren't too bad. But as things went along, you know, through that last game, we didn't have very good drops. You know, we're not getting to the depth that we need to get to. I mean, we're asking our guys to get to 12 to 15, and they're only getting to 6 or 7 yards. And once you do that, they're just going to throw it over the top of you every time. So we're working a lot on it this week in practice, and we're doing perfect drops, getting to that depth, and hopefully they get better at it.
You feel like that D-line is breaking through enough and putting – pressure.
I feel like they are. I mean, quarterbacks, he's going to have time. You know, he's going to have 3 or 4 seconds to get there. But I feel like they're getting enough pressure on him to get him to move around the pocket a little bit that, you know, coverage-wise, we should be fine. If we cover him up and get to our right drops and get to the right depth, we'll be okay with it. But we're just not doing that right now on the backfield.
You're happy with how your team's tackling? I know you talked a lot about basics and fundamentals. You feel this team is tackling to your liking right now?
Not yet. They're still, you know, quite a ways away from where I want them. I mean, you still see too many ankle tackles, guys diving instead of running through. So, I mean, we do tackle circuit twice a week, you know, for 10 minutes. So, it takes a while to learn how to tackle properly. And we'll get to that point where they'll eventually get it, but not quite there soon, hopefully.
SBU isn't a league school for football this year. At least they will be in the future. But knowing that, does that still kind of feel like a conference game? Because they'll be back in the conference?
Yeah, it does. You know, we got to treat it like it's going to be a conference game, too, because they're going to be here next year. So, I mean, you got to treat it the same way you do any other team in this conference. So, we're going to prepare for them mentally and physically because, I mean, they got 8 receivers that are pretty good, and they're going to use all 8 of them to wear you down. So, and they got 2 quarterbacks I think are very talented as well, and their O-line's very good. But, yeah, I mean, they're very good. I feel like it's going to be you got to treat it just like it's a conference game, and if you don't, you know, it's just like I tell our guys every week, you can't look at over anybody, and I feel like we did that this week against Truman.
You're at Washburn when they're in the league, and they get to go independent, and now they're going to be coming back. Do you feel that move has helped them? I mean, do you see, are they a better program and better team now than when they were leaving the MIAA?
I think so. They seem like they have, you know, better skilled kids, you know, better kids up front that are a little bit stronger, a little bit faster and more athletic, and the quarterback position is very good, and then defensively it's kind of the same way. They got some guys in there that look very, very good, and they move very well. I mean, they're an athletic football team, and they move good, and they get to where they need to be. And, you know, hopefully we just, you know, find something that we can do successfully and stick with that game plan and stay on top of them.
You know, Kosher has been such a weapon for you guys out there. How nice is it to have a guy who can boom on
And it's, you know, especially like our first series, every game has been three and out, where he gets us out of that bad field position just because he can boom it so far. I mean, he's kicking 60, 70 yards at some times, and God, if he can keep doing that, he's going to keep us out of a lot of trouble. You know, if he hopefully stays on top of his game like he is now, and I mean, just, and I tell our guys every day, he's a weapon. I mean, we got to use him to our advantage, and, you know, every chance we get, we're going to use him.
Former high school quarterback, was that fake punt put in because Kosher, unlike maybe some other punters, can move and can play?
Yeah, we knew he was a quarterback, so we kind of said, well, if he could play quarterback, hopefully he just wasn't a running quarterback like I was and could throw the ball a little bit. So we did it, you know, we worked it every day in practice, and it worked out very well for us. It was kind of a time where I was like, hey, we got to have something, we got to make something happen. Try to get some excitement back on the field, get some momentum on our side, and he executed very well. I mean, the line did very well. Andre caught the ball, got upfield. I mean, it was close. He almost got tackled by that one kid, which made him a yard short, but he broke that tackle and got the first down. Yeah, they are. You know, to start the game, it's like always, they're kind of slow, but as the game progresses, I mean, they get stronger, and they keep getting stronger, and man, those holes, I could run through those holes. I mean, they're that big, and they've done a great job with it, and I think they're really starting to like the run game a little bit, because they can be a little more physical, a little more aggressive, and I mean, they're taking ownership in it, and I think that's what they want to do, is run the ball.